June 29, 2012. From Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Samantha Muhlman. Making headlines. The African National Congress appears to have overcome reported internal divisions over a key policy paper on a second transition for correcting economic imbalances. But the transition now has a new name, ANC policy head Jeff Radebe said on Thursday. He told reporters at the party's National Policy Conference in Midrand that all commissions had accepted the content and the thrust of the document. However, instead of calling the next stage of democracy the second transition, it would now be called the second phase of the transition, he said. Radebe, however, rejected the idea that the second transition was shorthand for the re-election of ANC President Jacob Zuma at the party's National Elective Conference in Mangaung in December. Various schools in Limpopo said they had received textbooks in a deadline issued by the High Court, which ruled that the Department of Basic Education deliver outstanding textbooks by Wednesday. However, some of the deliveries did not meet the required amounts or specified books. The Basic Education Department said about 99% of textbooks had been delivered and said claims that some schools were still waiting for books was a source of concern. The Democratic Alliance, which was closely monitoring the delivery, said pupils in Limpopo were deprived of their constitutional right to learn, read, and acquire knowledge. The Department of Basic Education was initially ordered in May to provide Limpopo schools with textbooks by June 15. ANC Gauteng chairperson Paul Mashatile said on Thursday the idea of a job seekers grant had been proposed during commission discussions around the ANC's social transformation policy documents. He said there had been no support for the youth subsidy as initially proposed, but instead a proposed job seekers grant. He said this was different from the youth subsidy. He noted that the grant would be discussed further with other stakeholders, but that the idea had been supported and the party would be developing it further. Mashatile explained that the grant wouldn't be giving job seekers money, but was putting these resources into situations where young people receive training and preparation for employment opportunities. Also making headlines, Al-Qaeda-linked Islamists claim to have secured full control of Mali's Desert North, and the Department of Basic Education claims sabotage hindered textbook delivery in Limpopo. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.